Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today, mostly cloudy with a high near 28, south wind 5 to 9 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 17. Friday, mostly cloudy, a high near 28. Friday night, New Year's Eve, mostly cloudy with a low around 2 degrees above, wind chill values as low as 15 below, north wind 10 to 14 miles an hour, and on New Year's Day, a 40% chance of snow. Afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high near 9, north wind around 15 miles an hour, new snow accumulation of less than 1 inch possible. And in the news for today, on Wednesday, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services reported an additional 6,477 new COVID-19 cases. The state has averaged 3,869 new cases per day in the last week. There were also 3 new additional deaths, but 34 total deaths added to the Department of Health Services system, raising the total to 10,014. In Vernon County, as of 3 p.m. Wednesday, the meter reading was at the very high community spread level. There were 21 new confirmed cases and no new hospitalizations. And in other state news, in a widely circulated story from statewide news sources, Governor Tony Evers announced $18 million in funding is available through the Low-Income Household Water Assistance Program to provide water utility assistance to Wisconsin families. The program was authorized as part of an emergency effort to respond to COVID-19 and marks the first time that these water assistance funds have been made available for Wisconsin residents. To date, $86,176,302 in benefits have been provided to nearly 21,000 households for rental, utility, and other housing assistance needs through the Wisconsin Emergency Rental Assistance Program. And since the start of the heating season in October, the Wisconsin Home Energy Assistance Program has issued benefits to 74,765 households, totaling $41 million. The average heating and electric benefits are $392 and $182, respectively. Rent and additional utility assistance is also available through the WERA program. The Department of Administration has partnered with Wisconsin community action agencies to accept applications and distribute rental internet and utility assistance. This report was from the River Falls Journal. On November 30th, the Wisconsin State Supreme Court decided to take a least change approach to deciding the state's legislative districts for the next 10 years. The court also decided that they would not take partisan gerrymandering into account when deciding what map to adopt. This decision will result in enshrining hyperpartisan gerrymandering in our maps for at least the next 10 years and disenfranchising thousands of voters, according to the Wisconsin Interfaith Leaders for Justice. On December 15th, interested parties submitted new maps adhering to the least change criterion. On January 18th, the court will begin to hear arguments in the case. The Interfaith Leaders for Justice is sponsoring a letter-writing campaign to encourage voters to support Fair Maps legislation. They're directing signers to their online letter that will be sent to the Wisconsin legislature, which can be found at WisconsinInFaithVoicesForJustice.org. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.